It's a pleasure to meet Mr. Eugene Krishnamurthy, and I would like to request some of my friends like Mr. Shastri, Mr. Sharma to raise questions when Mr. Krishnamurthy speaks to us. Well, I would like to start it this way. There is a thing called thinking and being. Where exactly the difference comes in here? It is said, when knowing is being and being is knowing, that's the final stage. Well, I would like to request Mr. Krishnamurthy to comment on this and to tell us.
Before we go into that subject, I would like to say one or two things. I say living state. It is not my vague belief or my particular fancy, but that living state is your natural state, which cannot be captured, contained or expressed by the thinking mechanism. It cannot also become part of your conscious existence. It is just there. It cannot become an object of reflection. It is not meditatable either. But I do not want to use these technical terms. First of all, I am not very familiar or acquainted with your traditional language. It may be possible for us here to discuss using basic English, a language free from non-philosophical, non-religious, in non-psychological terms. It must be possible for us to use basic English, very simple English, and try to understand the subject which he has raised, the question which he has raised. Otherwise, the whole thing will turn into a logical dexterity or a debatable thing. That's not our purpose. I am not here to convert you into any new ways of thinking. That's not my object. But at the same time, I realize that one basic difficulty in conversations like this. It is a very frustrating thing for you to understand what I am saying, because you are always concerned to get some place and to change yourself into something. This is the first difficulty. So I have no plan or guide maps to give you up my sleeves. That's one difficulty. I cannot give you any plan, ready-made plan. I cannot take you on a journey with me, for I believe that there is no journey to make. I'm not a journeyman at all. And the second thing is that you do not seem to realize that what you call time and becoming have no relationship whatsoever with this living state I'm talking about, and they belong to a totally different category of thought. This is the difficulty. So how can we talk about these things? How can we talk about these things? That's the difficulty. So, and yet it is possible to communicate, realizing that no communication is possible, because this is your natural state, and so no communication is necessary. I don't know if I make my point clear. So maybe from here we can move and talk things over, as it were. I think I have made my position.
Can there be a
communication? You can blast what I am saying and say that it is nonsense, that it doesn't work, it doesn't fit into our system of thinking, it runs counter to all traditional thinking. It's your business. It's up to you. I don't expect you to accept anything. I'm not here to convert you into any line of thinking. So, through thinking, you cannot understand anything. This is the basic point.
Understand any piece of matter, any piece of idea?
Idea, yes, you can understand through thinking. Ideas, we can understand through thinking. But a living thing can never be captured, can never be understood by this.
By living thing, you refer to self or one's nature?
You see, the difficulty...
One's original nature?
This is your natural state, I would put it that.
That is the natural state of every person.
Of everyone. So, it is not the state of a realized man, a God-realized man, or some, you see, heaven-sent avatar, but it is your natural state. The difficulty is, you want to understand my state. So you are interested in trying to find out what is the state that is there behind the abstractions he is throwing at us. That's what you want.
So this is
your state. As far as I am concerned, I don't see any difference. Only when you ask these questions, why does he ask these questions? I have no questions of any kind inside of me, except the questions that I need to function in this world.
Because the living state which you are speaking of,
yes,
is quite different than what we are actually feeling now. We feel, and when that is natural to us also, by knowing and having a description of that state, we feel we can also get into our natural
all
state.
Right. You see, the purpose of describing this state is only to make you see that what you imagine this state to be has no relationship whatsoever with the image you have of this state. I don't know if you can make this point clear. So then, what happens?
You seem to
know a lot about this state. Now we come back to the point you raised. There is no difference between becoming and being. Becoming is a movement away from this state of your being, natural state of being. But you come along and say that there is another thing called being, which is not different from becoming, because the instrument which you use to understand yourself is exactly the same. So your effort or attempt on your part to understand this being is exactly the same. This is also taking you away from yourself. I don't know if you see the paradox.
But Dr. Rao raised in the beginning that knowing and becoming,
knowing and being,
knowing and being is at the same. But then what is the difficulty?
What exactly you mean by knowing and being the same? Alright, let me give you an example.
If the knowing work is not there, that's the condition of being. If this idea is taken as the meaning of the sentence,
alright,
would it suit you? Or would it suit the point?
It's not a question.
Would it suit the point?
It's not a question whether it suits me or not. But we have the difficulty here to understand the basic words. It's knowledge and being. You all seem to be very familiar. All right. So, do you know primrose, tulip? I don't know the flowers here, jasmine, rose, if you see one, do you know what this is that is there in front of me, the microphone? You have a knowledge about this. You understand? So I recognize this and say that this is a microphone, that's the tulip. That is primrose, that is jasmine, that is...
You've got the previous knowledge of it, and then...
All right. Yes. So, this knowledge is projecting what you are looking at. Independent of this knowledge, what is that? This is my question. Is it possible for you to look at it and say to yourself, that is primrose?
You mean to say
it
the
is only It is only for purpose of communication we use this structure. You want me to fetch a handful of jasmines. So I go and bring you jasmines and not wildflowers or chrysanthemums. You understand? So this is only for the purpose of communication.
Which is a practical utility.
It helps me to function in this world. I need that experience of others to function in this world. That's all. I cannot use this instrument to understand what is there.
My own natural state, you mean?
Your natural state. Because that is something living and the structure I am using is dead. I don't want to talk all the time. You please.
So that means there is no place for thinking in this particular scheme of knowing one's own self.
Through thinking you cannot understand your natural state. Through thinking you cannot solve your problems at all, because the problems are living. Through thinking I can do something with a defective microphone or the tape recorder there. This is the knowledge, this is the technical skill. You understand? This is necessary. But the illusion is that through this structure, you are going to be able to solve those living problems. This is the difficulty.
Even then, through this structure, we are not able to know that. It is a game thought, isn't it?
Yes. So what I am saying, very briefly, is the absence of what is going on there in you all at this moment is the living state. The absence of that is the living state that I am describing. Alright. The difficulty is that there is nobody who is looking at this living state and describing it. This is the difficulty. You find it?
The moment you try to look at it, there is no looker at all.
What you are looking is a thing which you know, which you have experienced before. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what is there. And then it begins to express itself in its own way.
Then, Mr. UGK, you say that our knowledge is interfering for the natural state
all
express itself.
All the time, all the time.
That's what you mean by that?
You are that knowledge. Are you independent of that knowledge? The self you are talking of, is that independent of this knowledge? So, we come back to this. The microphone is the only thing that we have here, or your beard. I don't want to be disrespectful. You are the daughter between your eyebrows. Or these white lines on your forehead, this is all the colored shirt there, this is all. We are not out in the open or in a forest or in a garden, so I can't bring the living things into consideration. You are, of course, a living being, that's what I am pointing out. You are not living at all. You are a dead person. Are you ready to accept that? What I am saying is a threat to your existence as you know it and as you experience it.
What is life according to you, Mr. UGK?
I can give you one definition. Where are you? You will fit this into the framework of what Gaudapada has said, what Shankara has said, what Yoga Vasistha says, or what Bhagavad Gita says. So this will be another definition. And so you will 1, 2, 3, 4, probably you will give a lecture on the comparative study of all these things. Where is that going to lead you?
Shall we understand that the life that you are speaking of is not the biological life that we ordinarily confuse it to be?
What do you know of biological life even?
We again.
You have
gather
a knowledge,
it, gather it from.
Knowledge about the so-called biological living provided by these biologists. But the biologist is also prejudiced. He has also the ideas about this, what he is looking at, he is influencing. What you are looking at, he is influencing.
I would like to put in on the...
Please.
Speak. What is learning then? What do we learn?
We
don't have anything past or any experiences or anything to tell us. Then what do we learn?
You can learn only when the past does not interfere. But what you call learning is the knowledge.
Knowledge should be learned through languages, through experiences, isn't it?
Sure.
By others' experiences.
What am I going to do with that learning? I am going to use this. I am going to learn how to handle that machine there. So, I need the technical know-how to handle this. That is learning. You see, a tool.
But some basic material is absolutely necessary to learn something, isn't it?
Basic material is there. Is there inside of you, whether you learn Latin, Greek or Tamil, or how to repair this, the tape recorder.
Either whether a technical thing or something in life.
The kingdom is within us, as everybody has put it. There is nothing to come.
Look at what is there. The kingdom is not there.
It's
nothing glorious. Because you put it all as a glorious thing to be achieved, you think that it is glorious. Is it?
And all the chaos now that is going on is due to that, that we are not in our natural state.
It's because of you, the chaos. Because you want to change yourself tomorrow and not today. Change means always tomorrow. To be yourself, you don't need time. You don't need time at all. Tomorrow I am going to be a marvelously religious man. My thoughts will lose their grip on me. I will be less and less angry and more meek, gentle, soft.
Peaceful, brother.
Peaceful. Tomorrow, yes, fine. It's just fine with me, but I am dealing with, you see, with what it is there.
Is there no present and past for you then, in this living state, which you are saying of?
These are all very tricky questions. See, you are past masters in this kind of a thing. What do you mean past, present and future?
I was like this, I will be like this, and I am now like this, well, like that.
How do you know that you are 46 years old? Do you please tell me?
I calculated from the time of the birth of this body, and then say,
At this moment, I want you to tell me.
You have got the calendar,
you have got the mathematicians who have given you the plans. Me the explanation.
Apart from other things, how do we know? That's his question.
You have a knowledge based upon this memory and the experience.
Knowledge.
So you put them all together and give a continuity.
Association of thoughts. That you are the same
that you were 15 years ago, that is your memory. In exactly the same way, what is the history of nations? The memory. Collective memories of all the individuals. So it's memory that tells you that you are the same person. But you please tell me at this moment and look at yourself and give me an idea. Not an idea. You see, tell me. You tell me. You see, I say you are dead.
No, this way. To pose a question in the positive way. What's the incompleteness about our present way of life?
I don't know. The incompleteness, you make it incomplete by searching for something to complete it. You feel that there is something lacking here, is something incomplete.
That's the feeling of everyone. Now he feels that he is not satisfied with what he is and he wants to get at something.
Yes.
And get over this dissatisfaction or unhappiness as it is.
You know why?
It's natural.
You know why?
That's exactly what I'm asking.
Because you listen to chaps like me. That is your tragedy. That is your tragedy.
Then without listening to anything, nothing can you know.
Look here, this is false as far as you are concerned. What I am saying is false, you know, is false. You don't want to accept it. You are always fitting me into the framework of Upanishads, Yoga, Vasistha, God knows what. The whole list you have, thousands of books. That is one. So if you don't do that, finish. You know, you want to capture a thing which cannot be captured by the experiencing structure. My interest is to knock off that.
So you mean not by being one. Finished means that the structure will be finished and...
It is not going to disappear. It is not a thoughtless
state, but you
imagine it to be. The thoughts are going to be there all the time.
The thinker is not there.
I don't know. The thoughts will disappear only that becomes a dead corpse. Double expression. To point out that when that becomes dead, the thoughts may be not there. I don't know. I don't want to go into that. Whether the thoughts will continue in some other form or some other level and so on. But, so, this is false as far as you are concerned. You don't seem to understand this falseness of this thing. This is true, valid to me, but it is false as far as you are concerned. Not only this is false as far as you are concerned, but you are falsifying yourself.
And that is in my natural state, how to make that true and valid to
so
me.
So where is the need for you to listen to this crap from somebody? That is miserable. He's talking. Why are you talking? Why is the flower there? Why is the breeze blowing there? You ask me. It's just there. Right.
There is then no purpose in listening or learning
or inquiry.
Or inquiry.
There is a purpose.
Again, well, if I may. We would like to listen.
All right. But are you listening to somebody? You think you are listening, but actually you are listening to yourself. You are listening to yourself. When you are reading a book, you are listening to yourself because you make this noise inside of you. The so-called reading also is listening. You read aloud inside, it's not outside. Otherwise you can't read a thing. Look here. So you create this noise. You are listening to yourself. As long as you try to fit what I am saying into that framework, you are not listening to me at all.
No, when you are in the natural state and the state describes and when it is natural to all of us, then when you listen to that, you are listening to your own state back.
No.
That should help.
That is your self-deception. It doesn't matter what you listen to, whether you are listening to a so-called self-realized man or God-realized man or the Holy of Holies, or listen to the braying of the donkey over there, or the howling of a jock or somewhere else, or the barking of a dog. As far as listening is concerned, it is exactly the same. Not that I place the solemn talk of a holy man on a par with the howling of a jock or the barking of a dog, but as far as the response of this human organism is concerned, it is just responding to the vibration. So it is pure sound.
Where does meaning come in then?
You are there. Somebody else who is full of these concepts, ideas, memorizing phrases. You have to see that what all you are saying is nothing but a mechanical repetition of phrases.
Could you please tell us?
2 minutes.
Yes. 2 minutes and finish.
No, finish.
Could you please tell us what this awareness and consciousness, which is unitary, which you speak of very often?
They are all awareness, consciousness, or what you mean. It's the same. But you create a division in the consciousness and awareness by creating an entity who is aware of an object. So then that becomes object of your inquiry, object of your reflection. So it's worthless, it's meaningless.
So it is self-created. The division is self-created.
It is indulgence in thought.
And getting out of oneself.
You can't do a thing about it. When you see that you can't do a thing about it, it slows down in its own way, in a natural way, without you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I've always thought so.
Yes, you. You think that it is outside of you, it's... You are the society. The society is not outside of you. Whatever you blame the society for, all that blame is there inside of you. You are just blaming. I don't blame the society. The society is what it is. But I don't know, you see. I have never been able to find out how the society is separate from me, is outside of me. It's not outside of me. Now there is a pause. And any more questions? There is always a pause here, all the time, you see. It is always in a de-clutched state. That's the way you are functioning. It's not my special state. I want to point out this to you. You are That is your natural state. Please, for goodness sake, understand this thing. It's not my state. You see, I am not something marvelous, superior. I have not descended direct from heaven. This is all that I am pointing out. You don't want to be your natural being. Remain in your natural state. You are moving away in the direction of the society. You see, and you want to mold your life in terms of what the society expects of you, want what the society wants you.
But that's not true. We don't want. We want also that natural state.
Well, how?
I don't want to move away.
You see, look here, what?
Do my best to go.
All right,
to kind of get into the flow of that natural state.
Yes, yes, sir. That is what I don't understand. Wanting. Wanting is thinking.
Okay,
you want, look here, you want to be in your natural state. How are you going to be in your natural state? You please tell me. As I said, you see, yesterday, wanting is thinking. Whether you want to be, you see, a mutant or whether you want to be in your natural state, the only instrument you have at your disposal is to use what you call thinking or being and becoming.
Wanting
to be, is that the, I don't know, is it
yes,
two,
yes, correct.
The two is the, to be or is it, to become or to be yourself, is it, the two is, seems to be a very mischievous part of the language. To be, you know, I want to be myself, I am not very good.
Yes, it's good distinct from being already.
But you
yes.
said before, we don't want. All right,
you want to be, you say you want to be in your natural state. You want
That's
to be in your natural
state. All
right, you see, want to be in your natural state. What does it mean? When will you be in your natural state? That means you need time. You need time. Tomorrow.
No, yeah. I'm not that dumb.
No, you see. No, you are not that dumb, yes.
No.
I want you to tell me.
I cannot postpone.
All right, you see.
I try to let go of all these ones any minute, but that's, for that I do feel I need some kind of awareness to just become aware, or is the wrong word, but see my wants or desires, see that they are also me, so... Well, that brings you to a kind of a state of being, of disarming and not reaching out. Yet, there is a kind of a natural impulse I feel in me, or push, which I don't feel I'm responsible for.
Do you know why? Do you know why you are not in your natural state? It's because of what you are saying now at this moment.
Yeah,
all that you are saying has no relationship whatsoever to your natural state.
That means I'm moving away.
You are moving away from yourself, your natural state.
You're right.
How can you be in your natural state?
You're so busy about it.
You want to get busy. You want to understand. You want to somehow... To place yourself in your natural state. I'm not playing with words, please. You see.
No, I try to think you, to understand. Also right. more.
There is nothing.
My own experience.
Why do you want to understand me? If you try to understand me.
I understand me.
It's the same whether you want to understand me or you want to understand yourself. It is exactly the same. That's all that I'm pointing out.
Yeah.
So there is... There is no understanding necessary there to be in your natural state. As long as you want to understand yourself or you want to understand somebody,
right.
you are creating, you see, this problem for yourself. I don't need... It's
even if you want to understand the clock, are you creating a problem? No.
What is there to understand that? You see, I am looking at the clock all the time. I don't read the time. That's all. I really don't know what that is. This is a funny business, all this black, white description for the state. This is the difficulty. I am describing all this in order to give you a feel of this state, where there is no, you see, reading of all these things, the figures there, or the time, or the numbers, or the difference, because there is the different colors there. It's like a mirror that is just reflecting exactly with the way it is. But at no time is there any need, you see, for this structure to read the time, except when there is a need to read the time or to tell somebody, or somebody asked me a question. And you will be surprised that how this mechanism functions. You say tomorrow at 4 o'clock there will be a meeting. Tomorrow, just 1 minute before the impulse comes, you know, and then you look at the clock, it's almost 4 o'clock.
All by itself.
All by itself. So you are a clock. It's all the time self-winding. You don't want to be there. So the difficulty is the way I'm trying to describe the state. You know, and now we have established this, the use of the first person pronoun does not mean anything except as part of the language structure. So the description of the state is very misleading to you. That is not the way, you see, it is functioning here. So I say, I don't read, you see, the numbers there, the time there, I really don't know what it is, means that is there is nothing here, it is just a mirror, you place it in front of it and it is reflecting the things exactly the way they are. That's what I mean by saying that the response is in the challenge, it is outside.
That's the total detachment of everything, and just responding.
It is not a detachment or anything. It is not detachment at all. I'm not introducing any religious content into it at all. I'm not raising any religious.
But what
question.
I mean is no connection with.
No detachment, attachment. You see, it's not any of those things.
If the attention is somewhere else. One may look at the clock and not record the time.
You are occupied with something, so you don't look at it. It's here. It is always attentive. Not that there is somebody who wants to be attentive, totally attentive and all that kind of thing. You cannot but help it. As long as the eyes stay open, you cannot but look at the things exactly the way they are. If you don't look, you say, sometimes I don't look. That's because you are occupied with something else. It is not because I am occupied with something else, but because, you see, there is nothing here which reaches the things. I don't know. Makes sense.
Yes.
Which makes contact with anything.
Yes. But there is only a living contact. This is only a reflection of the things exactly the way they are. What is it?
Unless there is some need to introduce the translation.
That need comes always from outside. Why you look at the time now? Because, you see, we decided yesterday or some days ago that we will have breakfast at 8 o'clock. So, today we decide, you see, to change our time to 9 o'clock. The instructions are given to the computer machine. Tomorrow, you see, at the same time, it gives you the warning. That now is the time for your breakfast, or whatever you want to do. The
you were saying earlier that it happens outside. That's where the stimulus is, so the response. Remember?
Yes.
That's what you were saying.
So,
earlier. That's
you see, that's the... I think I have explained several times. You go out onto the balcony and you look outside. So there is nothing here inside which says that it is a beautiful valley. Everybody is talking about it. This is one of the most beautiful spots in the valley. There is nothing here. You see, it's just a mirror reflecting the things exactly the way they are. So since there is something there, you see, what you call mountain, there is nothing here inside which says that it is a mountain. That's the beautiful mountain. That's Deborah. So I'm saying all these things to point out, you see, the way the structure is functioning, but don't translate what I am saying in terms of the state. Nothing here which is safe, you see, that it is a debrore or not debrore, you see, this is the difficulty. There is nothing here inside which translates any of those things, you understand? That is disturbed over there, it's a mountain, that's debrore, that this, that, the other, you know, it is reflecting exactly the way mirror is reflecting. So since that is a tremendously huge structure outside of there, the consciousness is expands to the size of that one. You understand? Because of this impact of the stimuli from outside, the huge thing is suddenly makes this consciousness here inside of you expand, you see, to the exact size, you see, because there is a horizon there, a tremendous expanse. If I say that, you see, you translate as if there is somebody who says to himself and experiences this, that, you see, now my consciousness has expanded, you see, you experience all kinds of things when you have LSD. It's not like that there is nothing here, you understand? So there is a sudden expansion of consciousness, and when what makes you, I don't want to use the word aware, you see, that there is a tremendous movement inside of you, you understand? And there is a kind of a thud here, you see, understand, the thymus, a thud in the thymus, or something kind of a, in the ductless glands you have, and all of a sudden, you see, there is some kind of a throb inside of you, which is changes the pattern of your breathing. Suddenly, you see, you take a deep breath. And that may be the reason why, you see, you have the expression, it's a breathtaking beauty. You have nothing to do with it. You don't call it beauty or anything. So as long as you are there, you see, there is a sudden change in your breathing pattern. You only know that, you see, you are taking deep breaths. That is all that is there. It's not experience, it is knowledge, but you listen the sound, you see, the sound that you are breathing. So not that there is somebody who is doing it, but this listening apparatus is listening to this breathing.
Yes.
So when I say that, you see that it's a breathtaking view, don't mistake that there is somebody here who says that he is breathing. So the listening apparatus is listening to this deep breath. But there is no coordination between these two. As I was telling you this morning, the eyes have a tremendous vision here. That is to say, when you are looking at something, you are all eyes. You are all eyes, you see, from the bottom to the top of the sky there. That is all you have. You have only one big, huge eye, as it were. I don't know how you can't.
It doesn't
focus on any particular thing. You see, the whole eye is that's all. Whatever is there is the eye. So something happens outside there. You see, suddenly you see the glider comes. So your attention, I don't want to use the word attention. You're all caught up on the total attention and all that nonsense. Something else is happening there. So the nature of the eye is suddenly to focus on what is happening there outside. So the rest of it is in the background. And now the sight is focused. That's the way you are functioning. It's not something, you see. So since you are interested in focusing on certain things because you want to look at them, you are missing this. Otherwise, he is scratching himself. That is all that is there that is of interest to the eye. From that, you see, fantastically gorgeous phrases you can use, the mountain outside, the eye is focused on, you see, the scratching. So that is all that is there for you. The scratching movement of his hand is all that the eye is concerned. So you are not interested in looking at that anymore because that is the thing that you want, or you don't sit, you see, and compose poems and get into rapturous ecstatic states and describe the mountains and the foliage and the leaves, the house, the background. There's no nothing of the sort. Immediately it has moved on from there to this point. So he has moved on, you are moving. See, this is, the distraction is its nature. That is to say, you see, it is totally attentive. If I use the word total attention, you always mistake it as, you see, a state of mind. Now that there is something coming down, it has moved on. This is the movement of life. This is not just an ordinary mirror, but a living mirror, reflecting the things exactly the way they are. The whole movement of your perception
is what is happening there outside. You see, from the time that glider begins to descend, you are moving there. But you are not interested in that anymore because somebody else is nodding the head, so you have moved on from there to here, to here, to here. So depending upon the way the things are happening, the eyes also change their focusing point. So you are moving, you see, without you are doing anything according to the way the things are happening outside. Now there is a wind, the tree is moving there, so from here you are moving there. And the other thing is the noises that are going on, is the tape recorder is recording them all the time exactly the way they are. I can sit there in the midst of the road and then go on, you see, talking the way I do here. There's not, the trains can go and come, you see, you will be disturbed, but there's nothing to disturb here. It's a totally different sense organ which is recording these sounds. And the vocal cords are not in any way coordinated to this recording machine. Or the eyes are maybe looking at something else is happening here. There is no coordinator here at all inside. Coordinating all these things, this you think is a funny state, but that's the way you are naturally functioning. You are most anxious to get something out of what is there in front of you. So you focus on that and you are missing the whole thing.
But it's being perpetually intercepted. One sort of movement intercepted another, by another.
See,
and
now another thing, and you another. See, here, there, you see. So there is no photographer here. There is nothing interested in taking or focusing anything on any particular object.
Then consciousness just wanders.
It's all one, because it is not different from what is there outside. There is
free
a movement,
movement
in the free movement. Now the sparrow moves there, so it cuts across the whole of your human consciousness. The bird is moving in this direction. It's cutting the whole thing, you see, of your whole consciousness as if you are cutting it with a knife. You understand? So it's exactly the same. It's not the sparrow. You see, you can write a poem on that, but you see, if somebody is moving the hand, it's exactly the same. Alright. So you differentiate these things. You know, you see, looking at, you see, the beautiful sunset is something more important to you than, you see, the red.
Saying you have freedom of action, you see, to come here or not. Even there, I don't think how much freedom of action you have. I really don't know. I don't have any freedom. Every time I come here, I have to come and eat tonight. This time I asked these friends, you see, can you please come and tape it out? You see, I want to put it across something, you know, and then finish.
Yes, sir.
Why, you may very well ask
me. The question is what you're putting across. That's our square number one question.
I said at the very beginning, this is like, you see, some labor that is going on here. Some, I know, what do you call that woman who comes and delivers the babies? Midwife.
Yeah.
I don't know how qualified you are. Probably.
Yeah,
you are not.
Which one?
You have your own training.
Which
what?
The
result of it will most probably be a stillborn child.
Yes, probably.
And yeah. I won't consider a stillborn chain any better.
It's still
better
something,
than
you know. It's a phenomenal thing. A stillborn chain is a commodity
there,
you can look at.
No, it's very much alive. I'm very funny to you, but you would be surprised that even this physical body has no growth at all. Who picks up a point and say that? You are born at such and such a time, at such and such a point, and establish another point, say after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years after another point, and say that this is the growth from that point to another point. But both birth and death is a simultaneous process. From the time you are born, you are already dying. The space between the two is arbitrary. So all measurements are arbitrary. You see, the idea that we are sitting in a three-dimensional space is something which cannot be experienced by this physical organism. So you have to introduce what you call thought and fix a point, and in relationship with that you measure the length, the breadth and the height. So there is no way the physical seeing can experience what we call the three-dimensional space and you might just as well forget the four-dimensional space. The scientists can say what they like.